presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower, back to CX-4. Wind southeast, ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan coming in. Ace of the airwaves, coming in for another transcribed episode in the adventures of Hop Harrigan.
Say, gang, how would you like to fly around the world? Sounds a little fantastic to you right now, but it's not as far-fetched as it seems. I'd like to tell you a story about a boy the same age as you fellas and girls, a boy who wanted to fly around the world when he got older. One day, a famous aviator named Wiley Post paid a visit to this boy's hometown. Well, naturally, this young man who dreamed about flying around the world wanted to see Wiley Post, who was one of the most famous aviators of all time. He wanted to talk to Mr. Post about the flying age and the opportunities flying could offer. Well, he did get to see Mr. Post, and not only did he talk to him, but Wiley Post was so impressed with this boy that he gave him a piece of the fabric of his plane. Well, not long after this meeting, Wiley Post died in a plane crash. Now, more than ever, this boy wanted to show the world he could take an airplane and exceed all records for a flight around the world. This young man who later achieved his main desire is none other than Bill Odom. That's right, the 27-year-old pilot who recently broke all records for solo around-the-world flight. A flight that took only 73 hours and 5 minutes. That's an example of a young man's dream come true. Now, how would you like to fly around the world? Sounds exciting, doesn't it? Well, you can take Bill Odom's word for it. It is exciting. Oh, I see it's time for us to join Hop. But in just a few minutes, gang, I'll be back to tell you how you may be selected to fly around the world with Bill Odom on his next round-the-world flight over the poles. So don't forget to listen.
And now to our story. Out of a fog-bound sky over Lakeville has come adventure and puzzling mystery. A pilot, hopelessly lost in the cotton-like overcast and running short of fuel, sent his son safely to Earth in a parachute and then, in a desperate attempt to land his plane, crashed on the runway. With his last dying words, he exacted a promise from Hop and Tank, a promise to take care of the boy and see that an envelope which he carried, containing top-secret vital information, should reach Air Intelligence Headquarters in Washington. However, late that same night, the boy disappeared from his room in Aunt Agatha's house, and Hop and Tank trailed a car driven by his supposed captors to a small dirt road which paralleled the west boundary of the airport. But they found the car empty, apparently abandoned, and so continued along a small, weed-choked path, almost indistinguishable in the darkness. Suddenly, they were brought up sharply by an oily voice.
Stand where you are, senor.
Jump a jetty, Snowworld.
Do not move.
Hey, where is he? Can you see him, Hop? No, it's too dark.
For your information, I am behind you.
Oh, you are, huh?
But I advise against your turning around. I am suitably armed.
Hop, if we can't see him, maybe he can't see us.
He sees us, all right.
Maybe he's bluffing.
We can't take the chance.
That will be enough conversation. Now, you will oblige me by continuing along the path.
Suppose we don't want to oblige you.
That would be unfortunate for you. It makes little difference to me whether these woods are littered with your bodies.
He means business.
A very sensible observation, senor. Go now.
Come on, Tank.
Hop, we ain't gonna let him get away with this, are we?
I don't see much chance of stopping him.
Boy, are we a couple of dopes walking right into a trap.
Sorry, fella. It was all my fault.
Why? I won't pull no prizes for brains either. Where do you think he's taking us?
I don't know. Can't go much farther without walking right out on the field.
I still can't figure what they're doing here anyway.
I can't figure where the boy is.
All right, senores. You will stop.
And we've cleared the trees. Feel the wind?
Yeah. Must be on the field.
Ramon. Ramon. It is you, Garcia?
Yes. The hunting in these woods is very good. I have brought two excellent specimens.
What are you talking about?
Move forward, senores.
Come on, Tank.
Santa Maria, what have we here?
Two men who are much too interested in our activity for their own good.
Where did you find them?
In the woods. They followed us here.
Now, that is far enough, senores. You will stand quite still.
That,
Here we are on the edge of the field tank. See the headlights on the main road straight across?
Positive.
Yeah, I can see the hangars, too.
Talking. Their names are Hop and Tank.
Hop and Tank?
Does not that mean anything? Hop, Harrigan, and Tank.
Ah, see, Tank Tinker. The two men who found the boy, in whose house he was sleeping.
Precisely, Ramon.
How much do they know?
There is no way of telling now. But I am sure La Pantera will be extremely interested in
them. What the dickens is that? A cigar? Yes. Hold it.
Perhaps it will make up for our failure.
See, it is a good thought, Ramon.
Hey, did you hear that, Tank? Yeah, so what? They failed at something. I wonder...
Oh, look, how long is this going to keep up? I'm getting tired standing
Senor,
here.
Senor, I heard that. But I am afraid you must endure it for some time yet. Ramon.
See?
Is it not time yet?
Another minute or so. Do not worry, lad. La Pantera is always punctual.
But the weather is not so good.
The fog has been lifting. It can be no less than 400 feet. We shall make contact.
Hey, what are they talking about? Well, I think I know why they're waiting on the edge of the field. Then tell me, for Pete's sake. Plane must be coming in.
Oh, great.
I wonder if they really have...
Hey, what are you mumbling about? And stand still, will you? That guy will plug you.
I'm just wondering where the boy is.
I don't see him anyplace.
And those two birds are pretty nervous about something.
Hop. Listen, huh? There's a plane up there. You hear it?
Yeah.
Garcia.
Eh?
I think I hear the airplane.
So? You are sure?
One moment.
Of course it's a plane, you dumb jerk. Shut up, Tank.
Yes. Yes, it is the airplane.
La Pantera?
We will see. Stand back. I will shoot off a flare.
Good. Then we can see what's going on around here.
So, watch Garcia.
Hop, do you see the kid?
No.
You sure? Tank, I don't think they got him at all. Then where is he?
You will turn around, senores, and be still.
There. Look, Garcia, the answer. It is La Pantera.
Bueno. Bueno.
You hear? The plane comes much closer.
I don't like this. If we're going to do anything, we got to do it fast.
Silence. I'm watching you closely, senor.
We don't have much of a chance, Tank.
Then we got to make a chance.
Help me, Garcia. We must prepare. Light the fire.
See. Si.
Now, huh?
I warn you, senor.
Hold it.
Oh.
So... The fire is lit. It will guide La Pantera into a safe landing.
Yeah, and once that ship gets in, our goose is cooked.
There it is, Tank. Just settling.
Hey, that's a classy job. Twin-engine Cessna.
Whoever La Pantera is, he travels in style.
They're on the ground safely, Garcia. Come now. We must move close, quickly.
Very well. Now, senores, walk forward toward the airplane.
Can't we do something?
I said walk forward.
It's no use. Come on.
The airplane has stopped. Hurry, Garcia.
Wait, Ramon. What is that?
I do not know.
It's sirens. Gale's brought the state trooper. Right, stand by.
The sound comes from the dirt road. You hear?
I see nothing.
Oh, there. A searchlight. You see Ramon?
Santa Maria.
They ain't looking okay. This is our chance. Let's get them.
At Hop's quick command, Tank springs into action. Hop immediately behind him. Theirs is the advantage of surprise. But they face two heavily armed men. We'll know in a moment, gang, what happens, so stand by. At the opening of Hop Harrigan, I told you how Bill Odom's dream of flying around the world came true. Well, fellas and girls, I've been talking to Hop and Tank about Bill Odom's next flight that he'll make in November. On this flight, he's going to fly over the North and South Poles. Now, hold on to your seat. The exciting part about it is that some Hop Harrigan listener is going along with Bill Odom on the plane when it takes off, headed for another globe-girdling record. Yes, sir. Bill Odom is going to take a Hop Harrigan listener along with him. Now, if you're a Boy Scout and want to make this around-the-world pole flight with Odom, write a letter to Hop Harrigan, Mutual Network, 1440 Broadway, New York, 18, New York. State your reasons for wanting to go on the flight and also include your scout record. This is important. The scout with the most original letter and the most outstanding record will be selected by the judges to fly around the world via the poles with Bill Odom. The decision of the judges will be final and all letters become the property of Bill Odom. The contest closes midnight, September 15th, so you better send in your entry today. Write your letter to Hop Harrigan, Mutual Network,
1440 Broadway, New York, 18, New York. Naturally, you'll have to have your parents' consent to make the flight if you're the Boy Scout selected. Fellas and girls, whether you aspire to fly around the world or just fly for fun, always remember, America needs flyers.
And now, back to our story. Captured by two armed men, Hop and Tank's chance came when they heard the shrieking wail of police sirens and saw the powerful beam of a searchlight flickering through the trees. Gale had finally arrived with the state troopers. The boys took immediate advantage of surprise and tore in, swinging from the heels.
Pilot, Tank, give it all you got.
You bet.
Grab on, take care.
Shoot them down.
Oh, no, you don't. Tank, watch it.
He missed. Get the other one.
Yeah, I am.
Garcia, stay away from him.
I cannot. He is a devil.
Now drop that gun or I'll twist your arm off, so help me.
No.
Drop it.
See.
Now grab some knuckles.
Hey, Tank, watch it. They're shooting from the plane.
You okay?
Yeah, but Ramon got away. He ran for the plane.
Stay down. Stay down. They're giving us a hose.
No, that's coming from the woods. It's the state troopers.
Oh, brother.
Tank, they're taking off.
So what? Stay down.
Yeah, but they'll get away.
You want eggs and your beer? We're still in one piece. You can thank your lucky stars for that.
And as the plane thunders down the runway and into the night sky, Hop and Tank rise to their feet and join Gale and the state troopers just emerging from the cover of the woods. After a hurried explanation, they institute a thorough search for the boy in the immediate area, but the search is fruitless. Giving up, they return to Aunt Agatha's with Gale, and no sooner enter the front door than the phone rings.
I'll get it. You both better go upstairs and tell Aunt Agatha what's happened.
Okay. Come on,
hello.
Hello, Hop.
Yes.
This is Major McCall.
Major. Oh, I didn't recognize your voice. I'm certainly glad you called.
I've been meaning to get in touch with you for some time to find out how things were going, and then I found this message on my desk tonight. It sounded pretty urgent, so I thought...
It is urgently. We're in something up to our necks.
Oh? Trouble?
Yes.
All right, spill it.
Well, I'll begin at the beginning. Have you ever heard of a man by the name of Albert Cross?
Albert Cross? What do you know about him?
Well, nothing much, sir.
Where did you hear his name?
Oh, he crashed on our field this afternoon.
What?
Yes, sir, he was killed.
Good Lord.
Before he died, he told me to get in touch with Air Intelligence. I have an envelope.
He gave it to you?
Well, yes, sir.
Did he say what was in it?
Yes, vital information, a secret of some kind. I didn't open it.
All right. Now listen, Hop. Put that envelope in a safe place. Don't lose it, whatever you do.
Of course not, sir.
I'll fly down to Lakeville first thing in the morning.
Fine, sir. But there's a lot more...
Tell me later. We can't talk over the phone.
But, sir,
and let me impress this on you again, Hop. Contents of that envelope may be worth our whole Air Force. So guard it with your life.
Hop hears a faint click through the receiver and realizes the Major has hung up. Slowly, he replaces the phone and turns away. The Major's last words still ringing in his ears.
So guard it with your life.
The contents of the envelope may be worth the whole American Air Force. What can he mean? And what of Albert Cross's son? Where is he? We'll know more in our next episode, gang, so be sure to listen. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. So long, Hop. We'll be seeing you same time, same usual station. Hop Harrigan is a transcribed, copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine.